Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. And a lot happening over the weekend. Where do you want to start, David?
Well, I saw this on 60 Minutes. The president of Mexico was on, and they're talking about the border crisis because he's kind of had a hand in this by sort of just sending people up on their way to the border. And he has a proposal for Joe Biden. That would get him on board with helping to really stop the flow. The U.S. must commit $20 billion a year to poor countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, lift sanctions on Venezuela, end the Cuban embargo.
Oh, stop already. Jam it.
Yeah,
who are you to negotiate anything?
That's what I'm thinking, too. Who are you to demand anything, Stompy Foot? Knock it off.
No kidding, man. Man, oh, man.
That's terrible, crazy. Man. It's absolutely terrible. I hate it.
Yes.
And the wall just got 10 feet taller, believe me.
Well, oh, also, legalize law-abiding Mexicans living in the U.S. You're here illegally, but you're a Mexican national and you've otherwise been following the law, you are now a legal citizen. Or not a legal citizen, you are a legal resident.
Okay. Isn't it great when Biden's the president and all these people around the world that should have no negotiating power whatsoever all of a sudden start making demands?
Right.
You see it all over the place.
So he's on 60 Minutes, and the anchor asks him, or the reporter asks him, about his demands.
Okay.
If they don't do the things that you've said need to be done, then what?
The flow of migrants will continue.
Your critics have said what you're doing or what you're asking for to help secure the border is diplomatic blackmail. What do you say?
I'm speaking frankly. We have to say things as they are. And I always say what I feel. I always say what I think.
Loser.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because he says, hey, look, we've had a massive drop in the homicide rate and all of that in the nation of Mexico. But then you've got outside observers who are saying, right, maybe, but also the cartel footprint has dramatically increased.
Of course. Yes. To the detriment of citizens. And in our country, too. But yeah, I mean, and who knows exactly what's going on there? But I mean, the cartels have paid off many people in powerful positions.
Yeah, we'll send 300 of our best your way when that happens.
Unreal.
If you want to play this little game back and forth, let's do it. Let's empty the lunatics and send them all there.
Well, and of course, our media, which is nothing but propaganda when you're talking about legacy media, propping up the White House responding to the footage you probably saw of the border charge the other day from illegal immigrants coming through.
Yes.
Yeah, Trump's to blame for that.
Mm. Okay.
It always goes back to Trump. It's just kind of crazy how that happens, but it's, you know, well, they didn't want to get this bipartisan bill done, you know, and Trump said, don't vote for that because this would have stopped. They keep pretending that if that would have went through, all of the illegal immigration would have stopped, which we know better. It's absolute BS, but that's what they go with. And there's part of the country, I guess, that will buy into that. Meanwhile, as I came in today, Scott, you were going off on Chuck Todd.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
What?
I watched this live on Sunday.
Okay.
And first of all, are you trying to get fired? Was he pulling a George Costanza? Was he trying to get fired?
What did he do?
He went after NBC.
Yeah, so here's the setup to this. NBC News hired the former head of the RNC, Ronna McDaniel Romney. And the crybabies in the newsroom are having a hard time with it. She will not be allowed on MSNBC because we believe in truth on MSNBC. Just, you know, just ask us.
Interesting.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Well, if you believe in truth, then your truth should stand against lies. And if you think she's a liar, then prove her to be a liar.
Yeah. So she did an appearance on Meet the Press. It was all very dramatic because she's been hired as a paid political analyst by NBC News. Apparently, this interview had been booked a while ago. And so she was Kristen Welker, the new moderator for Meet the Press. Yeah. Apparently had the, quote, rug pulled out from under her because now she's talking to a coworker, not speaking truth to power. Chuck Todd seriously looked like he was about to cry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, roll it.
Look, let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News? If you told me, we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network, see if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network. You got put into an impossible situation booking this interview, and then all of a sudden the rugs pull out from under you. You find out she's being paid to show up. It's unfortunate for this program.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Fortunate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All I can think is, okay, so this is propaganda. This network now, really, as far as their news department goes. And now they're used to controlling the narrative. They're bringing someone else in, and this guy is out of his mind because what? Someone's going to pull back the curtain to see what's really going on there? Is that the fear? How could they do this to you?
Well, she spread misinformation, and, you know, how do you get around that?
What misinformation?
Who knows?
Be specific. What was it?
It's because she said there were problems with the 2020 election. There were problems with the 2020 election.
Yes. But that's it. They've told their viewers for so long that if you had any problem with the most fair election in the history of mankind with mail-in ballots... Right. That you're an election denier, which means basically you're part of MAGA, which means you're the devil. I mean, that's what it gets to in the end.
Yeah, but they've hired their own people for jobs. I mean, the Democrats have. And Chuck Todd worked on Democratic campaigns.
Well, they had a little wine mixer with the Hillary Clinton campaign.
They did, at his house.
Yeah. Well, and you know, to address the elephant in the room, by the way. They negotiated a contract with Jen Psaki while she was still the White House press secretary. They gave her own show.
Yep.
Yes. But she tells the truth. She's one of the good people.
No,
I know
she doesn't.
But they're in that world of pretend.
Dude, I mean, you talk about the mask being removed, though. Holy cow. As long as you're on the right team, it's fair game. But if they play for the other team...
He did, though. You're right. He sounded shaken there.
He did. Yeah. I mean, and I'm like, I don't know what you got to do to get fired at NBC. I mean, on your own network, you went after your bosses.
They also owe
you an apology. Holy smokes, man.
That also might be part of the whole act.
Well, maybe.
Hey, Chuck, why don't you come on here, and you can be the one to say, I can't believe they did this to you. Who knows?
I don't know. Sounds like it's bad for business. Not to mention Stephanopoulos, but, I mean, he works for a different network, but yet, I mean, all these people, right?
It's the same thing.
Over and over and over again, they get these gigs when they're done. That's what they do.
Well, at least one thing, I mean, he did get his feathers ruffled. He didn't look sleepy.
No.
I mean, that's an improvement.
Sleepy eyes, Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry, man. Had to.
It was really remarkable, though.
Still kills me.
It was, I didn't see that coming at all.
Also good news from over the weekend. Our vice president has studied the maps.
Yes.
Yeah, just so you know.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Yeah, she's warning, Kamala Harris is warning Israel when it comes to taking their fight against Hamas in the southern part of Gaza. They're talking about Rafah, which is right at the border with Egypt. Here's Kamala Harris on ABC News.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. I have... studied the maps. Okay. There's nowhere for those folks to go.
Egypt?
Anyway. Egypt's like right there.
Seems like it.
For some reason, Egypt doesn't want them coming in. It's weird.
It's almost like they're trouble.
And we're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah who are there because they were told to go there, most of them. And so we've been very clear that it would be a mistake to move into Rafah with any type of military operation.
A mistake, but would there be consequences?
A mistake by who? What does Israel have to do to protect its citizens? I'll answer. Take out Hamas.
Yeah.
Where's Hamas still at? Rafah. They're going to have to go get them. This has been clear from the get-go. Nothing's changed. You know, and I'm not saying every person there deserves, you know, all of the hardship, but they propped up Hamas and the Palestinian Authority time and time again. Israel, for its own survival, has to take them out.
If he does move forward. Well, we're going to take it one step at a time, but we've been very clear in terms of our perspective on whether or not that should happen.
Are you ruling out that there would be consequences from the United States?
I am ruling out nothing.
Ooh.
Oh, big talking.
I'm sure Bibi is very nervous right now in Israel. No, he's moving forward. He's already said, no, we got to do what we got to do.
Well, we have moved from Venn diagrams to maps, though.
That is true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even joking. I saw it on the crawl earlier, the news. She's addressing root causes today.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not joking.
Root causes of what? Immigration again?
Illegal immigration, but I think she would say migration. Yes. That is going to be talked about today. I saw it on the news crawl earlier.
Well, that ought to be fun.
But yes, because it's taken this long to figure out people want to get away from where they're at for all the goodies that's being offered in the United States.
Count how many times she says, let's be clear. Because there'll be a bunch more of those coming up.
Well, and we've been clear from the beginning.
Right.
You know that.
Laser focused. Yeah, it's all there.
Oh, yes. And, I mean, there's all of the other ones. Maybe she'll get into space and how it's exciting. I don't know. We'll keep an eye on that for you. I know you'll want to know.
School buses.
Which kind?
The yellow ones.
Which kind?
The ones that are environmentally friendly.
Right. Not gas powered.
Well, no.
Electric school buses, Scott. Okay. Oh, and AOC was talking over the weekend. This is fantastic. We'll get to that much more coming up.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, so AOC was yapping about genocide over the weekend.
Yeah.
Does she know what genocide means, by the way?
No, but she's been bullied into it by the progressive weirdos that prop her up.
Got it. Okay. She was talking about other stuff, too, I guess.
Well, yeah, whatever. She was. So today the news is that Trump's ridiculous bond has been lowered to a mere $175 million.
Mm-hmm.
For, these figures are so arbitrary.
Right, for that crime that wasn't a crime of getting favorable loan terms and paying it back. But one of the reasons why, by the way, the fine was so high is because they were trying to steal profits that he made off of properties that he got the loans for. The judgment was, well, he never should have gotten those loans to begin with, and therefore any profits he got need to be taken away.
What's happening to him reminds me of gangster stuff.
It is gangster stuff.
It is.
Well, New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says it's really important to start taking away Trump's property.
Really? Okay, lay that out.
I think that what we are dealing with politically is the much larger and much more grave and serious pressure of having this judgment against Donald Trump and him being in this degree of debt and the financial pressures that he is under and what he is subject to do in order to obtain those assets. I actually think that there is risk in not seizing these assets.
Yeah.
You know, all they need is a camera as they're going into Trump Tower and hauling stuff out of there. And his popularity will explode.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the thing.
Yes.
As hard as they try, everything they do turns to crap because it just people go, hey, wait a minute. That seems crazy.
My goodness, man. Didn't she say in that same interview that January 6th was like some sort of attempted terrorist attack or some nonsense that?
Well, you know?
This was
drama.
An all-out attempted coup.
It was an attempted coup. You know that.
Of course. Her whole act, how long do we have left in this?
Mm. Well, it's one song, man.
She's known as, like, political hot, right? Mm-hmm. Like, attractive in political circles. Like, if she was a model or in music or in movies, she'd be marginal. But in the political world, oh, gosh, she's attractive. Blah, blah, blah. And it's one thing if you're, like, marginally attractive, but you have this great personality, you're intelligent, you're funny, all these things. All of a sudden, you become way more attractive. But if you're not very smart, but you think you're smart, always throwing these platitudes out there. I mean, that's why a lot of these women end up with weak white dudes. It's never strong guys that have tons of options. Because the guys that are really successful that have a ton of options, they wouldn't end up with someone like that. It would drive you crazy.
There needs to be another version of foreigner. Weak white dude would be next rather than dirty white boy. Because I'm a weak white dude. Weak white dude.
When does this end? I'll tell you when it ends. In about 15 pounds.
Oh, boy.
But she appeals to the 3,000 people who vote for her.
Not anymore. You see the latest?
No.
When they went and talked to the constituents there? She never comes back here.
Well, no. She doesn't need them anymore.
No, and this place that she's left here is a disaster. Just heard that report the other day. I saw this. Just lifestyle stuff. It says that bully from school, they probably make more money than you. Okay, we can go through what they said. This was a team in England that tracked 7,000 people born in 1970, and they looked at how their teachers assessed their social and emotional skills when they were 10, and then they checked back when those kids were in their mid-40s. They said, in general, the ones who got bullied were making less than the kids who bullied them. When I think of the biggest bullies, like in school, if you can do this thought experiment in 30 seconds, they weren't the ones that ended up making the most money.
No. No. There was no money in jamming kids in lockers.
If anything, there was a lot of trouble that was coming their way.
Yeah.
I think it depends on your definition of bully, because when I think of the biggest bully, last time I checked, and this was the last time I was on Facebook, which has been years now, but he was in jail.
I knew a couple of bullies that ended up in jail.
Me too.
One dead.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think you're probably right about that. What do you consider bullying to be? Oh, they teased you?
Yeah.
Teasing, I mean, that happens all the time. Bully was like ready to throw down and beat you and take your money.
Right.
That was just a completely different thing. Man, as a society, we've gotten soft, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, we have.
Woo, boy. Bring this back is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. All right. Biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day to me is the president of Mexico saying, hey, I need $20 billion for all the developing nations south of the United States, or else we're not really going to step up to help too much.
Holy smokes,
when it comes to the illegal immigration crisis.
Holy cow.
This doesn't happen under Trump. I'm stating the obvious. But you see some guy that can barely make it out to the helicopter.
Yeah.
Stumbling over, you know, not only words, but his feet constantly. Yet this is one of the things that happens.
We'll continue to break the law until we can extort enough money from you.
Unreal. Oh, did anybody hear Marco Rubio yesterday on with Jonathan Carl on ABC?
Yes.
That was a lot of fun.
It was.
We'll get to that in a round of What's Your Story? Straight ahead, then. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins show. Jeremy Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Did happen to see this. I really try to stay away from the Sunday morning talking head shows. I'll catch up usually Monday morning, see what I missed. So I happen to catch this. Marco Rubio is on ABC with Jonathan Carl. Jonathan Carl. What did you think of Jonathan Carl 5 years ago, David?
Kind of a dork, but mostly well, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Dork, but mostly harmless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's very accurate, yeah.
Not a terrible reporter, decent.
Yeah. I actually kind of liked him.
Present day opinion of Jonathan Carl.
I wonder who wrings out his underwear every day and how long it takes, because that dude is wetting his pants all the time.
He's writing books about wetting his pants.
Man, he's anxious a lot.
He's very anxious.
Holy smokes. So he's got Marco Rubio on.
Rubio.
Yes. And I don't know if you heard the rumor that Trump is thinking about Rubio as a VP pick.
Yes, I've heard that.
And I'll get to the setup in a second. I can't imagine it myself.
Yeah, you dismissed it outright. Like, no.
Man, oh, man. You know, you look back at history.
It's Rubio!
I mean, they went back and forth there. I know this was a long time ago, and Trump has made, you know, friends with a lot of people that were, you know, his foes at the time. But, man, it got brutal there.
Thank God he has really large ears, the biggest ears I've ever seen.
You know. Oh, remember when Marco had the whole thing with the water?
Oh, yeah.
With the Republican response an Obama's State of the Union? And
they put Marco on, and he's like this. And we were, I need water. Help me. I need water. Help.
Which is one of the all-time classics.
That's a good one.
Still used in my family all the time. If anybody needs a drink of water, help! Water, help!
I don't know how that helps him geographically either, Rubio.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know if he's thinking, well, people of color. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. Yeah. But Jonathan Carl says to Marco Rubio, he doesn't put much stock in it, but is kind of surprised that Rubio's response.
Don't put a lot of stock in this reporting right now, or we're early, but you said it would be an honor to be offered a spot on his ticket. Really?
Yeah, I think anyone who's offered the opportunity to serve this country as vice president should be honored by the opportunity to do it if you're in public service.
Well, and we'll continue. David, you had the same look on your face I had the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
Really?
Well.
Jonathan Carl, really? You'd be honored?
What? How dare you?
And then he kind of lays it out.
I'm in the Senate because I want to serve the country. Being vice president is an important way to serve the country. But I've also been clear, I've never talked to Donald Trump. I've never talked to anybody on his team or family or inner circle about vice president. That's a decision he's going to make. He has plenty of really good people to pick from.
I mean, the reason why I ask is, I mean, look what happened to the last guy. A mob stormed the Capitol, literally calling to hang Mike Pence.
Listen,
and Trump defended those chants of hang Mike Pence.
I will tell you that.
You just rolled your eyes, David.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a pocket of people saying, hang Mike Pence, mm-hmm. out of the how many people who were in the Capitol at that time. And that's representative of the entire thing. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you could check the tapes from the day of the Capitol riot. I did not like how Donald Trump handled that with Mike Pence.
I don't think any of us did. No. We were pretty brutal.
That was a load of crap.
Disgusting.
But
yeah.
But that he wasn't telling people to go hang his vice president, for crying out loud.
No, it's like Jonathan Carl saying, do you have a death wish? You can die! Right. Anyway, it goes on. It's
that when Donald Trump was president of the United States, this country was safer. It was more prosperous. We had relations, for example, in a part of the world that I care about called the Western Hemisphere that were very strong. We had a lot of good things done there. I think the country and the world was a better place when he was president. And I would love to see him return to the White House in comparison to the guy who's there now, Joe Biden, who's been a disaster economically. Look at the world. Every single day we wake to a new crisis, to a new conflict. Everything has gone on fire since the time Joe Biden took over. Afghanistan's gone down. Ukraine has been invaded. Now the Philippines and the Chinese are on the verge of something bad happening every single day, not to mention the threats to Taiwan. We have this blow up in Haiti going on in our very own hemisphere. We wake up every single day, terrorist attacks, but 9 million people across the border.
You're not suggesting that's all happening because of Biden.
Absolutely, I am.
Yes, it's like John Carlson. You can't mean that this is all because of Biden.
Suggesting that's all happening because of Biden.
Absolutely, I am.
Absolutely,
I'm suggesting it happening because of Biden. He's president, and his weakness and his...
It's because of Biden that Russia invaded Ukraine?
Absolutely.
It's because of Biden that Haiti... Okay,
absolutely. Putin is sitting there saying, these guys can't even stand up to the Taliban, and they have to fly people hanging off the wings of these airplanes. Now's the time to go.
Trump's the one saying suggesting that there should be a deal that effectively gives... Putin what he wants in Ukraine. But can we take
a
quick...
that's not true. What he has said is he wants the conflict to end.
This is really strange, isn't it, where this conversation is going? It's like Rubio is making the point, and then Carl is trying to switch it to some other topic.
As long as it's damning to Trump.
Well, yes.
He doesn't care. Right.
I mean, again, I would love to put John Carl on the hot seat and say, why do you think that Vladimir Putin took a 4-year hiatus when it came to invading Ukraine?
Uh-huh.
Why do you think that is?
Went into Crimea under Biden.
Under Obama.
Oh, I'm sorry. Under Obama, yes. I'm starting to Biden it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. 2014. And people were like, well, are you going to do anything? And Obama, letter. It's a warning. He did nothing. People recognize what that is.
Putin what he wants in Ukraine. But can we take
a quick... that's not true. What he has said is he wants the conflict to end, which is striking to me that people... Why wouldn't people want peace? What I've said is there is going to be a negotiated... So Russia's not going to take all of Ukraine. Ukraine's not going to push Russia back to where it was in 2014. I want Ukraine to have the upper hand in any negotiation.
He's flummoxed right now.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
But Rubio was on point, man.
Yes.
And he didn't hesitate at all. There was no stutter or stammering or wandering. It was right there. Boom, 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 boom.
Looks like a nice little guy, actually. Yeah.
Who knows? I don't think he's going to pick him for VP.
No.
But you never know.
Sit back. Just take it easy. Just relax.
Yeah, I know. We got plenty of time.
Yeah, probably not, because if it's a close election, there is the possibility that if you have two people from the same state, the electors would not be able to cast a vote for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, so Florida would be a wash. I mean, that's never happened before, but you know, that's one thing that would be a risk if Trump were to pick somebody from Florida.
Yeah. More on this in our election update coming up a little bit later, but right now it's something we do every day about this time. Go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, today, what's your story?
This one, I'm kind of surprised. Well, I shouldn't be surprised. In a normal world, when we don't have national media that is hell-bent on protecting Democrats at almost any cost, mm-hmm. this would be a bigger story. It's not, though. Democrat Representative David Trone had a slip of the tongue, maybe. This is during a hearing on taxing businesses. His argument was that businesses don't take the tax rate into consideration all that much when they start operating. That's what he says. And then this happened.
Okay.
The tax rate, that's after
the P&L. It's never, ever once been a consideration. So this Republican jigaboo that, you know, it's a tax rate that's stopping business investment, it's just completely faulty.
Hold on. Roll it back. Instant replay.
So this Republican jigaboo that, you know, it's a tax rate that's stopping business investment, it's just completely faulty.
What was he supposed to say there?
He says that he apologized and said it was a slip of the tongue. He meant to say bugaboo.
Boy, howdy.
I'm right now thinking, okay, how do you get that out of that? Unless you're used to that word being around.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
that's exactly right.
Listen, if that's Marjorie Taylor Greene,
oh gosh,
that would be the story on the Sunday morning talking head shows.
100%. I mean, you could say almost any Republican.
Any Republican,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is anybody calling for him to do the work?
Apologize, anything?
And do the work?
He did. Yes. He did say it was a slip of the tongue.
Gee whiz. I remember a slip of the tongue from somebody where they said jigger. And there was just outrage all over the freaking place.
Well, when Donald Trump said we have to stop the riggers, meaning people rigging elections, Al Sharpton went out there and said that he was really speaking in code.
Yes.
And that poor guy at the Colorado Rockies game who was calling for the mascot Dinger to come over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody misheard him and thought he was saying the N-word.
Oh, yeah. I remember talking about it at the time, suggesting that don't even say the word bigger. You can't say anything that rhymes with that one word because it'll be a national disgrace. You can't do it. Don't say trigger.
That
would be awful.
That gave me the willies playing it. And it wasn't any of us that said it. I was just like, oh, gosh.
Really?
So this Republican jigaboo that...
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Okay. Well, if it's going to give you the willies, I'm going to play it like eight times
today. I shouldn't have said that.
If it makes you wince every time.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
You're right, David. That should be a bigger story.
Oh, my goodness.
If you're just playing a fair game.
Please, sir, say it should be a larger story.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. See, I did it again. But I did it on purpose.
Do it. Come on now.
I'm speaking in code.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
I'm stunned. Okay. I am.
I'm sorry, man. Scott Robbins, what's your story?
Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun is stepping down at the end of 2024 as they're dealing with all the 737 MAX crises that currently are out there. Calhoun was told there he was actually tapped to run the company in 2020 to, quote, lead Boeing through the year to complete the critical work underway to stabilize and position the company for the future. That's why he was hired. Aside from Calhoun's departure, Boeing also announced an overhaul of all their management team as they're trying to turn around their reputation. Stepping down at the end of the year. How about now?
Well, I want to get everything in place.
Got
you
some
know.
Sweet, sweet bonus money coming your way, don't you, if you hang on till the end of the year?
Probably.
And all the vacation time and all the benefits. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that could be.
Golly.
For my story today, for What's Your Story? This may have interest for you, Scott. It was in the New York Post. I've seen this in different places. I've even seen a video on it. Toupees are cool now. Okay, and they do that.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. I'm telling you right now, and when you see the video, maybe I should show you the video. Maybe that's how I should handle this.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Toupees are cool?
You'd have to see it to understand it. So you got a guy in this video. First of all, the story in the New York Post said they've gotten way better since the 80s. The good ones use real hair that's stitched into a piece of polyester that's thin enough to sweat through. Okay? They glue it to your scalp, give you then the exact haircut you want. You can shower in it, go 6 months before it needs to be reapplied. Okay, now they would say the downside of this is it's not cheap. Good ones cost, you know, a few thousand dollars. And even those don't last long. And it says you might need a new one every year or two. But I mean, let's say for the sake of this argument, it's $3,000. So you'd need one every year or two. Would that be worth it?
Well, I could probably get my stress test. That's every 2 years. And while I'm there, go ahead and have them apply and go to the rug guy after that. I don't know. Would I do it? I'd have to see it.
Okay.
I mean, I'd look ridiculous, wouldn't I?
I don't know.
I mean, if I came in here with a full head of hair, you would never let me live that down.
I'd be jealous. I'd be like, dude, that looks pretty good.
Well, maybe we can both go together then.
I saw an endorsement deal.
Last time I did that was trouble.
Okay, well, and for the people that don't know the story, this was years ago. People tried to talk you into it.
Yeah.
And it was a building unmarked, and you went in, and they just,
they pulled out. This guy opened up a drawer, and it was full of little hats, little hair hats. And he put it on my head. It looked ridiculous.
I have no picture of it. I've never seen it. I want to see it.
Well, nobody saw it besides the guy. I never wore it out of there.
Well, a bad toupee is still a bad toupee. This thing looks completely different. These hairstylists, I mean, this looks like a full mane. And then what they do is they put it on this dude's head.
They glue it to your head, though.
Yes, but then it's like it's long. It's over his eyes. And then they cut it up the way he likes his hairstyle.
Oh, man.
It actually looked pretty good. I'll show you the video, and then you can comment on it later in the show.
Hi, I'm Scott Robbins. I hated being bald, and now I'm not.
Yeah, it would look good. I mean, would you have it dark like you used to, or would you be a silver fox now?
I'm going dark.
Oh, boy.
Are you kidding me?
All right. Oh, the mayor of New York's back in the news. You're going to want to hear this and much more. Straight ahead.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Update, Robbins saw the hair video. He's in.
Yeah, we'll look good on the video.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, there's this new thing out. It's toupees are better now. And
yeah.
It's like local places that do it.
And the bald guy got frosted tips.
He did. I don't know that I'd suggest
awesome.
That for you.
No frosted tips?
I think that might be trying a little hard. I'm here to help, not to hurt. I'm a friend.
Frosted tips. I could really.
I think, look, if you're going all in on the toupee now, Scott.
Yeah,
you do whatever you want. You want to spike it up. You want to do dreadlocks. You want.
You're saying this for your own entertainment now, David. That's disgusting.
I'm saying it because I'm trying to support my friend Scott Robbins.
That's millennial on boomer abuse.
I'm not trying
is what
to
it
abuse
is.
Anybody.
No. I'm taking David with me when we go to the tube shop.
You're going to have cornrows. It's going to be awesome with frosted tips.
And then I'm going to sing Counting Crows songs in karaoke.
Yeah! Oh, that's terrible. All right, Eric Adams, back in the news, David.
Yeah, the New York City Mayor Eric Adams was going to be going to the southern border over the weekend, but it got canceled because of security concerns in Mexico. But I thought we were just talking about asylum seekers. Weird.
That is really strange.
I thought he forgot about the father-son picnic.
I thought he forgot about the feds checking into his business.
Oh, I don't think you forget about that.
The last time he was all vocal about the illegal immigrant problem in the United States and his city.
Yeah.
Hmm. So it's safety concerns actually on the border.
Yeah, it's on the border.
Okay. And what is our government doing about that situation?
Letting more people in and trying to stop Texas from stopping them.
Yep.
Because Texas stopping them would cause more problems, they say. That's, can they name those problems?
It would cause problems for us trying to juice the numbers in different states that have lost population.
That's what it's really getting to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. We figured that out. Okay. Boy, oh boy. What's more ridiculous? Robins with frosted tips or our border problem?
Some illegals giving frosted tips.
There you go.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, people get ready. There's a train coming.
Yeah, apparently Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is still able to prosecute Donald Trump, even though she hired her lover to do the job, and she doesn't really have a case, and they were both caught lying about their relationship and the financial situation that was going on, but she's still allowed to prosecute Donald Trump, because why not? She spoke to CNN and said this about the whole ordeal.
Okay.
I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Let's say it for the record. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've done. You know, I guess my greatest crime is I had a relationship with a man, but that's not something that I find embarrassing in any way. And I know
a married man.
Yeah.
You were talking about it in church. You're not somewhat embarrassed?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're going to the wrong church. Saying maybe.
And I know that I have not done anything that's illegal. All while that was going on, we were writing responsive briefs. We were still doing the case in the way that it needed to be done.
You didn't perjure yourself? You sure about that?
That's yet to be seen, right?
I don't feel like we've been slowed down at all. I do think that there are efforts to slow down this train, but the train is coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't need to know about our weekend plans, but that's beside the point.
And it is Fonnie. She put a little French into it, according to the Trumpster, you know.
All these local cases, like Fonnie, Fonnie. It's spelled Fanny. It's spelled Fanny like your ass, right, Fanny? But when she became DA, she decided to add a little French, a little fancy. Fonnie.
Gosh dang.
It's so good. Remember when you were a kid, you'd buy a comedy album? And you could listen to the same bit five times and still laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Seems to be like a lost art. Not with the Trumpster, man. Especially at the end of that.
Add a little French, a little fancy. Fawny.
Oh, kills me. Okay. Okay, so Fawny has spoken. Yes. No reason to be embarrassed. Heck no. No, that outburst in the courtroom?
No.
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 No, I think that says a lot about her, actually.
Yeah, probably.
To a lot of people. I want to get to the audio you have of Frank Luntz.
Yeah, well, the New York Attorney General says she's ready to start taking Trump's stuff away from him because of this ridiculous nearly $500 million fine for a crime that wasn't a crime. Now, his bond has been lowered to $175 million. It's almost like, I don't know, somebody in the state of New York may have gotten a memo like, hey, this is going to crush us if you start taking away his property.
Yeah.
Pollster Frank Luntz, not a fan of Donald Trump.
No.
But they were kicking this around, the whole bond. Will the state start seizing his assets, all of that? They were kicking that around on CNN, and he actually had a moment of clarity, I think.
Really? Okay, roll it.
I want you to remember this moment, and don't forget it. You're going to elect Donald Trump. He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him. Do not forget that. I don't understand. I'm almost speechless in how pathetic the opposition to Trump has been and how completely misguided. And this is a perfect example of it.
Pathetic.
It sounds like he's about to cry again, but.
Talking about Letitia James?
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's racist, according to the left.
Well, he just did it.
I know he did.
Yep.
It's all about getting Trump. She ran on that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say, yeah, I mean, very, very, not very often does a politician actually follow through on their promise. She's trying to.
Yes. Well, so is Fahani. Kind of the same thing. She's talked about that for a long time, too. So the deal is now it's down to, what, $175 million? He's got 10 days. Trump does. Okay. Wow. Again, man, I heard Jonathan Turley over the weekend talking about this and all the hoops that have been jumped through to try to get Trump in this way, like unprecedented, like past the expiration date. And they went through another loophole to try to go back and get him. And in the end, it's still a victimless crime, which all it does is make it completely obvious to even independents. Yeah. There is a reason they don't want that guy to be president.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I also think, you know, if you go after him this vigorously as they've been doing, sort of the plan B is, let's say he wins re-election, Democrats are counting on impeaching him as soon as he's sworn in for his second term. And all of these cases just lay the groundwork for that.
Meh. Okay. More on that a little bit later. On 60 Minutes, they're freaked out about misinformation. This is Rich.
Yeah, I know, right? It was really funny because 60 Minutes, they're doing this piece about misinformation experts being censored or ignored. They're very upset about it. And the reporter who was doing the story was Leslie Stahl.
Leslie Stahl. That's great.
If you don't recall this, right ahead of the 2020 election, she interviewed Donald Trump, and Donald Trump was talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. And she said, it can't be verified. It can't be verified that that is actually Hunter Biden's laptop. This is 60 Minutes, Mr. President, is what she
Unreal.
Said.
Yes.
We can't just run with half-truths or things that we haven't verified. Well, anyway, Leslie Stahl is going to talk to the disinformation expert. This lady is a University of Washington professor named Kate Starbird, who says social media companies don't listen to us very much.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. All right, roll it. This is too good, man.
Are researchers being chilled?
Absolutely.
I understand that some of the researchers, including you, have had some threats against them, death threats.
I have received one. Sometimes there are threats with something behind them, and sometimes they're just there to make you nervous and uncomfortable, and it's hard to know the difference.
This campaign against you is meant to discredit you, so we won't believe you.
Absolutely. It's interesting that the people that pushed voter fraud lies are some of the same people that are trying to discredit researchers that are trying to understand the problem.
Okay, let's stop right there. I know there's more left. For the whole misinformation nonsense, when you go back to 2020, and this could have been the George Floyd stuff. It could have been COVID. It could have been the vaccines. It could have been the election. Who led the league in misinformation? The left.
Oh, and mainstream media in general.
100%.
I mean, they were actually out there claiming, and this was my favorite piece of misinformation, claiming that Donald Trump was ordering blue mailboxes to be seized in order to stymie mail-in ballots.
That was
Trump was stealing mailboxes, according to mainstream media. It was not true. It never was true.
Some of these things they still throw out there, even though it's been disproven. The league leaders in misinformation, the Fine People hoax,
sure.
It's still out there. Trump told people to drink bleach. It's still out there.
Yep.
It's unreal. So, yeah, Leslie's very upset.
Did your research find that there was more misinformation spread by conservatives?
Absolutely. I think not just our research, research across the board looking at the 2020 election found that there was more misinformation spread by people that were supporters of Donald Trump or conservatives.
Andrew Cuomo, when he was still governor of New York, said Trump was rushing the vaccine in order to win an election.
Yep.
And that he would not approve any vaccine until his own team of experts were able to analyze it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't trust Donald Trump.
Yes. I'm sorry, man. I got to go back to the Wayback Machine for this with Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes. Because, listen, I understand the people that still watch 60 Minutes still think there's some sort of integrity there. I mean, they didn't get the memo yet. For everybody else, it's just kind of a joke now. It's like this shell of itself, like so many other things that we've seen. But man, going back to that interview that Trump did, just to hear it.
So, the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
There's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over
there
the
was.
Place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
that. It's been totally verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign, they got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie, and you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't know that.
No, I don't. Then we found out. I remember Megyn Kelly doing a whole piece saying, Leslie Stahl used to have the respect of these journalists. We had no idea she was such a hack that gets propped up by the staff. We really thought she was doing the reporting.
What do you think this is? Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins? This is 60 Minutes.
It's so good, man.
God.
Okay. I probably don't have time to get deep into this right now. There's been a number of pieces written just within the last week about Gen Z and phones and social media and mental health. It's a terrible picture. I'll just leave it this way. If you do have a kid that is on social media all the time, has a smartphone, I know it's not an easy thing to try to limit that, but I don't think you can argue with any of the research out there. It's rewiring people's brains. And it's worse for the girls than it is the boys. Not great for boys either, depending on how much time you spend on social media and a phone. But this is all part of Jonathan Haidt's book that's out, The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness. And you look at some of the stats that come out of this, man, it's not good at all. And, you know, a lot of times when you get into adulthood and you think back to, man, wouldn't it be great to be just a kid again? I don't know that it would anymore.
No, because, I mean, you and I have talked about this before, and I think David, too. But the things we thought at 18, if we were able to tell the world what we were thinking at 18.
Oh, on that aspect.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Or you would have been taking pictures of everything you were doing at the time.
Yeah, it was completely out of my mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would have been a really bad idea.
Oh, dude.
Really bad. On a lighter note, just to ask a question, and maybe you saw this going around. This dude goes in for a haircut the other day. Yeah. Construction worker.
Yeah.
So tired. He fell asleep during the haircut. And they didn't know what to do, so they're like, you know what, maybe we should let him sleep.
Well, they make sure he was okay.
Oh, yeah, he was fine.
Oh, okay.
He just had his head kind of laid back in the chair, and he was sound asleep. They let him sleep for 3 hours. Other people were getting their haircuts during the whole thing.
It's nice.
Like, watch the sped-up video of it. Should they have woke him up, or is it okay to let him sleep that long?
If they think it's okay, if he's taking up a chair, though, I mean, I would think they would have woken him up. But
I think they felt bad for him. Like, boy, this guy's really tired. Decent-looking young dude. He's just, you know, he's gassed.
Been under the old napping cut.
Did have quite a parking ticket when he got out of there.
Oh, jeez.
For real. Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was part of it.
That sucks.
Yeah. So you're saying, it was good to let him nap, or they should have woke him up?
I don't know. I would have been afraid there was something physically wrong with him.
Well, I mean, you could tell he was still, wasn't dead.
No, I know, but geez.
All right. We got to get to our no BS election update. Much more straight ahead right here.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Camp and Robin Show. Now Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial. Sexy Boomer, Scott Robbins. And it's that time for our update.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know. Without all the crap.
I'm allowed to do an research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right, David. What do you have today for the no BS update?
New Harvard-Harris poll has some interesting results. President Joe Biden's overall approval rating remained at 45% for the month, but 55% of voters say they approve of Donald Trump's job as president.
Wow.
Hmm.
Man, nearly 30% of Democrats polled. Democrats approved of the job Donald Trump did as president.
No wonder there's panic everywhere, and yeah. Joe's going, oh.
Yeah, maybe precise.
It's like he just got the news.
That's when he looks at the poll every day.
Yeah,
it's maybe precise.
Yeah. That's not good.
What was that? Biden just heard the polls.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
And that was right before his nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to sleep after hearing that.
As far as betting odds, you got Trump at 47.9%, Biden 39.6.
49 to 39?
47.9 to 39.6.
Okay. Well, still a pretty good margin right there.
You know who's third?
Hillary.
Nope.
Michelle Obama?
Yes.
See,
that's 3.1%.
What is it with that?
It's really strange.
It is weird.
If you look at the betting odds for the Democratic nomination, you got Biden at 85.5%. You know who's second?
RFK Jr.
No, he's fifth.
Wow.
Anybody else?
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama's nowhere on that list.
That's
it's
weird.
Strange,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's Gavin Newsom. Like at 4.2%.
Of course.
And third?
Hillary.
She's fourth. Kamala now Kamala. Third. Yeah.
Okay. So there really isn't anyone behind Joe.
Not really.
Really, no.
No. And as far as Trump's VP pick, it's still Tim Scott. Double-digit lead. And Kristi Noem is in second. It's 23% to basically 11%. So that's the update there. And something we can get into a little bit later. It was totally laid out of why people want to vote for Trump. Because people on the left, I mean, especially the ones that only get their news in like one place, and there's been a lot of brainwashing going on that this guy's going to be like Hitler again and everything else. And it's just kind of crazy. They lay out for people why there are so many that want him to be president again. I mean, part of it, honestly, isn't because they love Trump so much. It's because Biden is that bad.
Yeah.
You know?
It may be precise.
Yeah. But that's a good part of it. And then they remember when Trump was president, you know, things were a lot better for the country and the world. Yeah. So there you go. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day is the president of Mexico saying, well, yeah, I mean, unless Biden, you know, gives me a bunch of money, then I'm really not going to do a lot more to stop the illegal immigration crisis.
Unreal, man.
Unbelievable. That's the most unbelievable thing. Really is.
Imagine if Trump were president and he was asked about that after the Mexican president said that, what the reaction would be and the difference. I mean, it's crazy to me, man. It's very frustrating. So that is out there. Energy companies are moving toward hydrogen fuel. But environmentalists are still totally ticked off about it. Why is that? We'll get to that in a news update straight ahead. Van Camp and Robin show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was claiming Israel is committing genocide. Going that route again. Someone explain to her what genocide means. Hasn't happened yet. They just kind of go along with it.
She just learns words and then has to use them.
Well, they keep going with the talking points of like forced starvation and all of this. The thing is that food and aid is actually making its way into Gaza, but every day Gazans are being forced to try to pay for it, and they don't have it. And it's not Israel or any other country in the world that's trying to get these supplies to the people who need it, who are charging them for it.
Who's charging?
It's Hamas.
What? You mean they're causing all the problems there?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Man, oh, man. Another big story, you know, out of Russia this weekend, ISIS-K taking credit for the terrorist attack, killed, what, nearly 140 people?
ISIS-K?
In the concert hall, yes. Islamic State. Is it Khorasan province?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like ISIS, but they're from a different province, so they have their own initial next to it. Got it. Okay.
You know, it's not like if you were in Obama speak, like ISIS JV, like they're the JV squad, and then K is like varsity. It's not like that.
No, okay,
it's different
got
place.
It. Yeah, just wanted to make sure.
But there was all this stuff online over the weekend that if you believe that that was actually ISIS, you're a dope. Because you have Russia then claiming, this is Ukraine.
Yeah, and people in the Middle East and left-wingers here in the United States are saying it was Israel.
Holy mackerel.
That Mossad had something to do with, like, paying terrorists to go and murder people at a music venue.
Got it. That you shouldn't take them at their word.
No.
ISIS-K.
No. Although, I will say, I don't remember who put it this way, but I did get a kick out of it, saying somewhere there is a leader of ISIS who is beside himself because a significant portion of the world's population believes that he's a Zionist.
Yes. Should be the worst for him.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, insanity. Meanwhile, yes, go ahead before we move on.
Did you see how they treated the prisoners? The terrorists in Russia?
I did not. I did not. How'd that go down? A
coworker put it this way to me. Boy, they treat terrorists differently there, don't they? I mean, there's a lot of rumors going around about torture. About one of the rumors was that they cut off one guy's ear and put it in his mouth.
Dang!
And they beat the crap out of him. That's for sure.
Sort of like a Reservoir Dogs kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, we don't do that here.
Yeah.
Wow. Fed him the ear. That's a new one. Hmm.
Yeah, and the torture manual, I haven't even come across that one yet. Or a picture of it.
Javers. They go gasoline, too? I would say feeding the ear is probably enough.
Yeah, that would be enough, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Dang.
Yeah. Hey, dude, doesn't this happen sometimes where you see the climate as far as the left in America and the words they'll use, whether it's genocide or some sort of violence, and words are violent, and then you see scenes from other parts of the world where your reaction is, no, this is the real deal going on there. Okay, you have no idea in some ways how good you have it here.
No.
Like, women are under assault in America. Have you been to Afghanistan?
Yeah. One of the guys got the old car battery hooked up to the boys, apparently.
That was another thing they did?
Yeah.
Having a hard time getting it started? Just wanted to help?
Yeah, right.
Dang, ear in the mouth and hooking up. Oh, my gosh.
Well, if you want to get information out of people.
Well, do it.
Yeah.
Don't even dip the ear in French onion before.
A little Mrs. Dash would be great,
right,
you know?
Just throw something on there.
Yeah.
Dang.
The car battery to the
whole. Yeah, see, that whole thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's so buddy.
That's like freaking Saw stuff there.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. We'll keep you updated on that. Energy companies are moving toward hydrogen fuel. This should be good for people concerned about the environment, yeah?
You would think, but they're still unhappy because the green weenie people are chronically unhappy. Okay. Texas Tribune has a story out today about the push for hydrogen fuel. If it works, it'll be a true clean energy revolution because hydrogen, when it's used in that manner, the only emission is water. Mm-hmm. Now, again, we are a long way off from this actually being a reality for most modes of transportation. But there are a whole lot of companies, especially in Texas, that are pushing for this because they understand the first person to really crack the code and say, here's how we can run a car on this and here's how we can produce this cleanly, is going to be able to basically fill out a blank check for themselves.
Yes.
I mean, this is going to be a huge thing. There are a lot of car manufacturers who are banking on this as well, hoping that at some point we can get that done. But in the Texas Tribune, they spend a few paragraphs talking about how environmentalists are ticked off because the current process for creating hydrogen for fuel, well, it releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. It's not really clean.
Do you know what it takes to get a battery for an electric car?
Right.
That doesn't seem to make any sense.
No. Jane Patton, campaign manager for U.S. Fossil Economy at the Center for International Environmental Law, says this is not a transfer off of fossil fuel dependency. This is a perpetuation of fossil fuel dependency. Others are quoted basically saying, well, the same companies that poisoned the earth are the ones developing this. Again, I've said it for years, man. The thing is that oil and gas companies have every reason in the world to develop a workable, as efficient, if not more efficient, version of energy production than oil or gas. They have every incentive in the world because, again, blank check. Write as many zeros as you want on that check, and it's yours if you're the first one to crack the code. The reason it doesn't exist yet is because no one has been able to fully crack the code.
Okay.
I would think you would want these people pouring billions of dollars into something that could have an emission that was water.
I would think so, too. And I'm looking back at different pieces that we've covered over time where the head of Toyota was talking about hydrogen and not all in on electric vehicles.
Yeah.
And that was part of the reason why, because sustainability and long-term, best for the environment, as it's been stated many times, electric vehicles is not the way to go for a number of different reasons. Part of that is mining.
Right.
And so, I don't know. Call me naive. It seems like you have different companies thinking, okay, what can we do that will be profitable and will be good for the environment? Here it is, but you're still not making these people happy.
No.
Is it maybe because those other people have invested in different technologies that would be passed by the wayside?
Or perhaps? They, you know, if you're working for a group that focuses on climate justice, you're out of a job if somebody solves that problem.
Oh, yeah. And then you just have to keep going on with it for years and years and years to a comedic point, said systemic racism. Anyway, yeah, I mean, if all of a sudden you solve something, yeah, a lot of people are out of a job.
Well, there's no money in solving. That goes to a lot of different things, though.
I know, except the real world in a marketplace where people want to buy things that do solve problems.
Well, if you're
problems.
Selling medical stuff and you're selling disease, then it's no good.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, but in this case, I feel the same way about it, though.
Man.
You solve the problem, everybody loses.
Saw another piece over the weekend about Planet Fitness. If you missed it, in Alaska, Patricia Silva is this lady that is going to work out at Planet Fitness, goes into the women's locker room. She's been going there for a long time, only to find a dude in there that said he was a woman and shaving. And this was in front of a young girl wrapped in a towel who appeared to be about 12 years old. So Patricia Silva, the older woman, asked the dude to leave. The dude said, no, I'm queer. Won't do it. That's what he said. So she took a photograph of him and sent it to the gym's management along with a complaint. And in response, she had her membership canceled.
Unbelievable.
And so as the story goes, this could be the latest chapter in the ongoing saga of get woke, go broke. Because all of a sudden, you can see public sentiment. The stock value for Planet Fitness plunged by almost 15% in a day.
Yeah, didn't take long.
After this happened. Now, Planet Fitness is saying, hey, we didn't revoke Silva's membership because of any trans issue. We have a policy. You can't take a picture of somebody in a locker room. And they have that policy for obvious reasons. A lot of people would rather not end up nude somewhere on the internet. Mm-hmm. A guy like you, Robbins, don't care.
Well, that's not going to hurt me.
Like, what? That only builds my brand,
yeah, just
the way you think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Does.
But for other people, they want the privacy. They don't want it out there like that.
Right.
You know. So this is interesting. The company's posted transgender policy. See if this is clear to you or not. They state that they allow members to use the facilities that best align with their sincere, self-reported gender identity.
No.
That's not clear enough?
That's very clear, but it's really stupid. And no, I'm not playing that game with you.
Okay, so you're saying that is clear?
Oh, it's clear.
You just disagree with it?
Absolutely.
See if this is clear. Because at the same time, they state that if a member is acting in bad faith and improperly asserts a gender identity, they may be asked to leave and their membership may be terminated.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that's just it. It's not very clear at all.
I mean, la, 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 and you get kicked out, or...
You would hope, yeah.
I would think, yeah. But if you're just going to stand there and shave...
If they're acting in bad faith and improperly asserts a gender identity, well, you said you meant it, but we don't think you really meant it.
Yeah, okay.
And then they might ask you to leave, and they might terminate your membership.
Corporate America's learned nothing. They just haven't learned anything.
Well, and the piece I was reading, it said it's a perfect example of why it's a poor business decision to have your company get involved in all of this nonsense. I mean, there's a women's locker room. You got to be a woman to go in the women's locker room.
I have a friend of mine, and she told them, go pound sand this weekend.
At a gym?
At Planet Fitness.
Really?
Yep.
Another one. So, gone.
She was just like, I'm done. I'm not doing this. And I'm not supporting a company that okays it.
Just out of curiosity, did they talk to their local Planet Fitness, or they just saw the story and said, forget it?
They said, forget it, because they just figure it's one of those deals where it's a cookie cutter policy, you know?
Yes.
So, No, she was done. She's like, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. And again, they all talk to each other.
Sure.
All these members, and they're all saying the same thing.
And they're going to go to another gym.
Right. And how are you as a woman going to feel comfortable knowing that this is the policy? And every dude who didn't know it was the policy knows it is now. And he could take full advantage of that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the weirdest thing, because all you have to do is say you are.
Well, they say right here that if they have the feeling, you're acting in bad faith.
Who makes that call? Who does it?
I know, it's stupid. I know. Doesn't make any sense.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't disagree at all. Okay, we got to get to another news update. And guess who is now a billionaire? One of your favorite stocks.
All right.
Coming up. Out of all the things we do to maintain and protect our homes, getting up on a ladder to clean out the gutters is one of the last things you want to do.
It's time to upgrade to a permanent solution with Leaf Filter.
Right now, you can save up to 30% off for your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley. Protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and more.
Leaf Filter uses award-winning patented technology to keep out everything but water. Every installation comes with free inspection, estimate, and lifetime guarantee.
An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your whole home.
Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley.
That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/Markley.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Talked about it before. With rising costs, concerns about the economy, other stuff going on, running a business right now is the hardest it's been in a long time.
And it's hard to innovate and focus on your business if you're spending all your time doing stuff like closing the books and paperwork. So you can simplify all of that with NetSuite by Oracle.
Cool, too, because everything you need to grow your business is all there in one place.
You get a customized solution for all of your key performance indicators.
And it's all in one efficient system that lets you manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and eventually improve those margins.
Yeah, you have it all together there. It makes it much easier to make good decisions for the future.
And right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen.
Download their KPI checklist. It's designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR and get your own KPI checklist.
Again, that's netsuite.com/MVR. Okay, I see China has turned water cannons on the Philippine ship again.
Oh, well, there you go.
Talking about tensions in the world make you nervous for other things that may be happening.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Damn, yes. There's fires going everywhere.
You know, it
I mean,
does
it's
seem
hard, man. It is.
And sometimes I think, okay, it's because of the job we do and we're in this all the time. And then I read pieces. Other people are feeling
right.
The same way.
They
like,
are.
Man, it seems like there's something going on
all the time.
Over.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, you know, different people have routines to try to get away from it, just to clear their mind for a while. You know, it might be an exercise routine. it might be turning on a particular show. Maybe you subscribe to Netflix solely to watch Seinfeld.
Well, again, I watch other things, but not as much.
And again.
Yeah, I do.
And again.
I've seen every episode at least three times.
And again.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that.
I pick them all out before I go to bed at night. Here's two I want to watch back to back.
And that's soothing to you.
It is to me. I love it. I still watch it. I mean, I still laugh out loud, and I know what lines are coming.
And then it doesn't matter.
Nope.
Jerry Seinfeld is now a billionaire.
Well, I also got a big soup cup, Seinfeld soup cup.
What?
It's a Seinfeld soup cup. You put your soup in it. It's a big, you know, soup cup.
Does it say no soup for
no,
you?
No, it says Seinfeld and then no soup for you on the other side. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a gift?
Yes.
Okay.
I got all the Funko Pops, too, from Seinfeld.
Seinfeld has Funko Pops?
Oh, of course. All the cast members. Yeah.
I honestly didn't know that. Are those collectibles, like, worth money?
I don't know. I like them.
Thinking about not putting your money into gold, putting them into the Funkos again?
I probably should put it into gold. Yes, you're right.
Just asking.
Like I said, it's not going to be a lot of money when I go, when I croak, but my daughter, I told her, you're going to have a hell of a garage sale.
Do you eat soup out of the Seinfeld soup bowl?
Yeah, oh yeah.
See, you've just cratered the value of that.
I shouldn't have eaten the soup out of it to begin with.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Should have kept it in the box, but I didn't.
Well, it's like all these different things that I would have had. Did you open it? Like whether it was a certain CD or an album. Well, yeah, that's why I bought it, so I could listen to it. Well, if it was sealed, it'd be worth a lot more.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you may, if you put it up on eBay, you may actually reel in a big bid if you find a super fan of Seinfeld. And in the description, you say, it has had soup in it, but the soup was served to John Voight. See, that's a very inside
that's a Seinfeld joke, though. I get it. Yeah, yeah, totally get it. Yeah.
So you get the Seinfeld soup, and you helped make him a billionaire.
Well, whatever I could do.
And you are proud of all that stuff. There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's cool, man, you know?
Whatever, dork.
Yeah, this is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, thank you very much for being here. So the word illegal, it's flashpoint now.
Well, that's what we keep being told. And then, again, you go into the real world and find out that things that are controversial, according to the media, are not actually controversial. So if you remember, during Biden's State of the Union, he said that Lincoln Riley, the young lady in Georgia who was murdered by an illegal alien, he said she was killed by an illegal. And that was the controversy, according to the media. Like, Biden flack were being asked about it. Like, was that appropriate for him to use the word? No, they should have used the word undocumented. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, forget that this illegal beat this woman to death. Forget that. Yeah. Is it mean to say he's illegal?
Yeah, well.
But he is illegal.
Yep.
Well, what do you want? God.
A Harvard Harris poll decided to ask people about their attitudes on the phrase illegal immigrant.
God.
73% of voters overall say, yeah, it's fine. It's appropriate. The remainder pretty much just said, I don't really care. I don't really have an opinion on it. 73% of Democrats believe it's appropriate to refer to those who enter the U.S. without permission as illegal immigrants.
Well, even Democrat voters aren't the bedwetters on TV, on MSNBC and CNN.
Yeah, and 80% said it was fine that Biden said illegal, including 79% of Democrats said, yeah, it's fine.
Well, again, man, if these people would ever get out of their bubble, they would already know this.
Yeah.
If they just listen to regular people crying out loud, it's sometimes worse than illegal. Remember the president of the NAACP in Illinois?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Talking?
They've been raping people. They've been breaking into homes. They're like savages as well. They don't speak the language, and they look at us like we were crazy.
Whoa! That wasn't a national flashpoint, was it?
As long as she called them migrants.
Right, exactly.
Savage is okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't say
no
illegal.
No problem.
Yeah,
don't say illegal. I mean, for crying out loud, we need someone to pick crops, according to the governor of New York.
The cows don't wait to be milked. The plants need to be maintained and harvested in a few months. The crops. We have more than 5,000 food service jobs right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a former waitress. Doesn't take a lot of skill. I was 15 years old.
Boy, how disrespectful is that?
Just gonna say, man, that's backhanded.
Really pompous.
Wow.
Woo.
Those jobs are available. 4,000 openings for janitors, cleaners, and housekeepers. As I mentioned, the jobs for farm workers as well.
I thought there were United States citizens that have no opportunities.
Right.
Why don't you give them those jobs?
Well, because the government really can't give anyone a job. But I do like, as she says, the cows don't wait to be milked. I think the new leftist phrase should be undocumented teat squeezers. That's what.
I like that.
You know, one of the favorite things that I hear from you, Scott, is every time we start to talk about this, is you'll get that tone. You'll say, this is what you wanted, people to come here illegally.
I mean,
you begged for it.
You ran on it, you dopes.
And then I think
you got your wish
to Eric Adams in New York.
As you know, the Statue of Liberty.
No, I'm sorry. We'll get to Eric Adams in a second. This is, again, Kathy Hochul.
As you know, the Statue of Liberty is inscribed. It says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled young masses yearning to be free, the wretched's refuse to a teeming shore. Mm. And that statement encapsulizes our values.
Got it.
We want people to come here, despite where they came from or despite the circumstances that drove them to this country and into this state.
Despite the circumstances. I don't care. We want you here. But now that you're here, we got to do something about this. This is crazy.
We say you are welcome here. You're welcome with open arms, and we'll work to keep you safe. We'll not only house you, but we'll protect you.
Oh. Greg Abbott from Texas hears that. It's like, okay, we'll send him your way. Mm-hmm. How dare you, Greg Abbott?
So our message to the world is send us your people, send us those who need the cloak of comfort that we can demonstrate as New Yorkers with big hearts and open arms, and we'll provide a safe haven. The
city of New York is like a big blankie, just waiting for you.
It's a cloak of comfort.
Unfortunately, the cloak of comfort was stolen in a smash and grab robbery.
Yeah, there was that. Yeah,
I saw the musical Cloak of Comfort. It was really good.
That was the one you cried at, right?
Yes. I wept openly.
Dolly Parton did the score for it. So,
right.
That's pretty cool. Eric Adams is up next.
Think about it. The days I spent with our essential employees, a substantial number of them were undocumented. They were delivering our Uber Eats. They were stocking our stores. Mm-hmm. They were out in the streets keeping our city running. It's have immediate.
I mean, they were serving us.
Yeah.
It's good. We want more
translation services to assist that people can have access to the services that are already available. We have to expand NYC care to make sure everyone has health care.
Okay, now you've sent too many. Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I guess. Seems like you turned that around. So you're saying the regular folks don't have a problem with the word illegal?
No.
Okay.
And the
didn't we send them out there to die? That was during COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, the Uber Eats, you're doing Uber Eats during the height of COVID? Well, a few migrants die. Okay.
Well, you know.
What was it some people of color in Chicago said about?
Why can't we close the borders of Chicago or the state of Illinois in the first place? Why can't we close the borders?
Because we're welcoming. That's not who we are.
No.
Big O should have told you that.
Now the cloak of comfort has become the parka of pain.
Well said.
Good one.
Man, oh, man. Which leads us to this piece from Sasha Stone on Substack. Why Trump is polling ahead of Biden. Because Frank Luntz, the pollster, he was asking people, why? Why is this? And it was funny because you could answer one or the other. Because Trump is awesome or because Biden is awful. 70% because Biden is awful. 30% because Trump was awesome. Which I think a lot of people...
Oh, yeah.
Would probably agree with as far as Biden being awful. And they go into the story, and it says, you know, if people just got out of their bubble, that either write for these magazines or they're a part of these news organizations from legacy media, you would understand there are so many people in America that look at the ruling class, and sometimes that's Republicans and Democrats together. Mm-hmm. And they're sick of all the nonsense, and they wanted someone in there to really go in and change the game. And Trump was the guy to do that. It's not that all these people love every single thing that he says, but they really wanted the agent of change. And then it gets into these other things that I thought was really interesting. Trump sells optimism. Biden sells fear. Have you ever heard anybody say that before? I mean,
no,
it's obvious.
But you feel it, sure, yeah. But when you've got nothing else to sell, yeah.
I don't hear a whole lot of talk about that. Do you? I mean, I think it's true.
Verbalized that way?
Yes.
No, I don't either. But it's true.
Trump projects strength. Biden projects weakness.
No doubt.
But you see that.
You can hate him all you want, but that's true.
Yeah. Well, and on the fear thing. It is this, the fear of Trump, fear of MAGA, fear of losing democracy. But no one can ever explain exactly what that means.
Or how they're doing it.
For regular people. It also says Trump is a leader. Biden is not. You agree with that?
Of course.
Yeah, I do.
Lays it out as Trump has been the boss his entire life. Biden has been in Congress his entire life and only knows how to be a party line participant. Trump is used to delegating, hiring, giving directions to people, and leading projects. Biden is used to being a senator and a team player who follows the leader. I mean, does anyone really think that Biden's really been a leader over the last 3 years? Or it's been Obama's old team sort of running things?
I would argue over the last 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
He's always done what he's told. Dick Durbin's done the same thing. All those guys that have been around for 100 years,
yeah.
They just do what they're told.
Another one said, or another point in this piece is Trump knows the country. Biden does not. And the writer said, I had no idea I was in such an isolated bubble. That bubble is where Biden gets his information. When he attacks Trump, he's using the talking points of the mainstream media, almost all of which are false. This is just sad at this point. And now Americans are comparing Trump's and Biden's years in office. And where were they better off at?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
How do you, I go down the list. How do you, I go down the list. How do you,
you know, and I mean, not to mention all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Hang on, I got a phone call.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you could do that.
Oh, yeah.
It's been one thing after another.
Leading tech companies.
And then you hear this stuff that no one believes. Oh, you should see him behind the scenes. He is so sharp. He is so focused, intelligent.
I've been fighting it since I've been a young freshman.
Right. Yeah, all of that.
It's like when I'm not on stage, I'm an excellent guitar player.
Yeah, so I mean, when you're playing just either by yourself or just around a couple of buddies, it's fluid. Dude. It's all these smoke and licks. And then you get out in front of people, and it's like you got four broken fingers.
Yeah, but I do that on purpose. It's a strategy.
Yeah.
I don't want to blow Biden, too many people's minds.
There's no video of it anywhere.
It is. There is that.
The Ministry of Cobalt, daughter of Ireland. You can tell that's a 40th step on thinking of home.
It's not your home.
Who knows, dude?
Who knows is right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we got to move on.
Choose my words. There's been a response.
What? Okay. Yeah, whatever.
When I signed the bipartisan interlocution again, which...
Yeah.
Well, the interlocution, that was great.
That's true. That was a big thing.
And that's a win for all Americans, David. I've been having trouble with interflocking for a long time.
Me too.
We got to switch gears. If you think you're having a bad day, maybe it's a Monday, you're like, you know what? Just kind of sucks. It can always be worse.
Yeah, can.
What's the story you have here, David?
Guy in Vietnam had a live eel surgically removed from his abdomen. Mm. It was a foot-long eel that entered through his rectum.
Oh, my gosh! Oh, man!
They say
there's some kind of horseplay going on there.
Well, they say it was an accident, because who among us hasn't had that situation run across where you're just swimming in the ocean and an eel goes up the keister, right?
What's going on with this story? What is the real deal? What happened?
Well, they don't suggest any foul play. They think that they believe him when he says he was in a river or something, and the eel just went up there, and he went to the doctor talking about abdominal pain. The thing
I've
was alive.
In rivers
when they took
before,
it out.
David. There's no or whatever sound effect you made that happens for crying out loud that I know of.
Oh no,
has this ever happened before to anybody else?
I've never heard of this,
Scott.
Oh no, I mean, an eel. Did he have bottom? Did he have trunks on? Because that's a hell of an eel that somehow got his way in there. I don't know. Maybe he slipped and fell on it in the river. Or
right, exactly.
Wherever
he okay. Yeah, maybe golly, that's just terrible. Okay, see, could always be worse, right?
Dang.
Man.
That's electric.
Okay. Piece of audio from 60 Minutes that's hilarious, and a news update straight ahead right here.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. So this was on 60 Minutes last night.
60 Minutes had a piece about misinformation experts being very upset at how the world is treating them right now. And again, I want to remind folks that the reporter on this particular piece was Leslie Stahl, who told Trump to his face that the federal government never spied on him. That can't be verified. This is 60 Minutes, sir.
Right.
And that the Hunter Biden laptop was fake. Not really Hunter's.
Right.
We can't verify it. We're not going to put out your unfounded claims that it's impossible to verify. Anyway, they spoke to a University of Washington professor named Kate Starbird, who says that social media companies, well, unfortunately, they just didn't listen to them enough. The misinformation experts.
Oh, no.
The statistics I've seen are just for the Twitter platform, but my understanding is that they responded to about 30% of the things that we sent them. And I think on the majority of those, they put labels.
But just a third.
But just a third, yeah.
And do you suspect that Facebook was the same?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they're frustrated. This is desperation. We could control the narrative before, and now we can't because that Elon Musk.
Damn him.
Did 60 Minutes do an expose on how Google interfered with the last election?
No.
No, really? I thought they were all about exposing misinformation.
No. Well, their version of it, misinformation, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, see, there's a difference. What they do is true. What everybody else does is misinformation, yes.
Okay. I think there really is something, too, and I'm hoping this is true, that there is a whole group of people in the United States that don't trust legacy media at all anymore. It's plummeted. They've done it to themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And there are still some people that will tune into 60 Minutes and believe that BS that they're slewing. But if you just looked at fact checkers of newspapers over the last 5 to 7 years, what a joke that is.
Yeah, it's been tough.
I mean, they've been exposed. You know, the people that are paying attention. It's all fitting a narrative. That's it. It is what it is. I did see this. The most Googled jobs in America. What do you think they would be? I'm not even going to make this into a game. You guys don't seem up for that today.
Misinformation expert?
Yes, number one.
Come on!
No, I'm joking.
I was going to say, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's not that.
Truck driver.
No.
Probably something with Amazon, right?
It is Amazon, number one.
Wow.
Yes.
Good one.
We know a couple of people that have worked for Amazon.
Absolutely.
Well, and one dude that we worked with in particular, he's just kept moving on up.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea, you know, financially, I don't ask those kinds of questions.
I imagine he's doing okay.
You can't get moved up that many times and not be doing
I
all right
so. Yeah.
As far as your finances go.
Yep.
So Amazon, certainly up there. Virtual assistant jobs. Because a lot of people want to work from home.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, you wince, man, that really
hurts
you,
I mean,
Scott.
I think we're starting to see the worm turn on that one a little bit.
I don't know. Well, more on that in a bit. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Biggest story today, David?
Biggest story of the day to me is that the president of Mexico says that Biden needs to do whatever he says or else the migrant crisis, the illegal immigrant crisis, will continue. He's trying to shake down the president. And our producer, Andres, reminded me that in 2019, he tried to play that game a little bit with Spain, demanding a formal apology from Spain and the Catholic Church for the conquest of Mexico.
And how'd that go?
It didn't. Spain said, go pound sand.
And now saying, United States, give us all this money, give all my demands, or else.
And the wall just got 10 feet taller, believe me.
News update in the Robbins trifecta straight ahead. Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer, David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer, Scott Robbins, got the trifecta coming up in just a few. Okay, so we've covered a lot of the news going on today. Some of it's just frustrating. Kamala Harris, she's going to be speaking later about root causes. She's in Puerto Rico. Still working on the root causes of why people want to come here illegally.
Did you see the video of her being greeted? She's walking out and people are singing a song. It's a protest song, but it's in Spanish and she doesn't speak Spanish. And so she's just sitting there like an idiot, like clapping along with it, dancing.
Yeah, and it's like some damning thing of her, for her, yeah.
Which, you know, it's one of those things, like, if this happened in a vacuum, I'd be like, okay, I'll give her a pass on that, because it is a rather catchy-sounding tune.
Mm-hmm.
But given her history and given how many times she looks like an absolute dope because she's got imposter syndrome.
Yes.
It's trite to say this almost, but it's straight out of something from the show Veep.
Right.
It is.
Yeah.
Yay!
Thank you for the warm welcome. I appreciate it.
Ah!
I was pumped up. Okay. That other nonsense out there. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talking about Israel. Genocide. It's like, please. Do you know what genocide is? It's, anyway, move on. I mentioned this. You know, the U.S. plummeted in world happiness rankings. This news story was out within the last couple of weeks. For a number of different reasons, right? But I saw this piece. This was USA Today, right? More of like an op-ed than anything from a Gen Zer, okay, saying this is why we're unhappy. This is Sarah Pinquenio who wrote this, talking about the annual analysis by Gallup, the United Nations, and more, ranked the United States at number 23. First time ever the U.S. has been out of the top 20 when it comes to happiness standards. And so she wants to let you know why. Because of young people like her. And she is going to let you know. Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking of you as I read this.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Because honestly, she may have a point to what she's saying. I want to listen to what she has to say. We'll go from there. Said one of the biggest sources of unhappiness for people my age, said Gen Zers, has been the aftermath of COVID-19. Feel free to comment on her feelings here.
There's probably some truth to that because, I mean, particularly the school-age kids who lost their, you know, 3 years of schooling, yeah.
Yeah, some of these young people finished high school or college during COVID. Others were just starting their careers, and suddenly we had to confront all the reality of disease, of isolation, of government incompetence.
Yeah.
Then we had to confront death. She writes, nearly 1.2 million people have died of COVID since the CDC began tracking cases in 2020. You look confused, David.
Well, do you come to terms with the existence of death when you're in your early 20s?
You do. Well, but, the other part of this is, all I can think when I see something like that is, how many people were already going to die and then had COVID and then they blamed it on COVID? Because people didn't want to admit that at the time, but that was going on. But anyway, then came the economic ramifications of COVID. And how many people went on antidepressants because of COVID? And then groceries got more expensive. And student loan payments restarted after a three-year pause. And the cost of renting increased 15%. Go right ahead. I know you're... Go ahead.
Well, thank your local Democrat for all of that. But also, on the antidepressants thing...
Yes.
I've heard a story, and I can't really go into too many details about this, but somebody within my orbit has a younger child who is struggling with mental health stuff.
Yeah.
That child was put on antidepressants before ever actually seeing a doctor face-to-face.
What?
It was remote.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You do a remote check-in for a teenager, and you think, yeah, that's fine, I'll write him a script.
Mm-hmm.
That's insanity, man.
There's a lot of that crap going on, though.
There is a lot of that crap going on.
Yeah.
Yes. She writes, another reason for the unhappiness, especially with younger people, the Gen Z lost rights while gaining political polarization. You know what the rights they lost?
Abortion?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And then she gets to this stat. One in eight voters say abortion is most important to their vote. In 2023, Gallup polling showed that 48% of 18 to 29-year-olds want legal abortion under any circumstances. Did you know it was that high?
No. I'm a little stunned by that number, actually. Well,
propaganda works.
It does, man. That's exactly what I thought when I saw that.
Wow.
And 41% believe it should be legal under certain circumstances. Aside from the loss of Roe v. Wade, we're also heading into an election year. It feels like political polarization is at an all-time high because we're being inundated with rhetoric. Okay, you got to learn to critically think and then find out what is the truth, and you got to do it from several sources. It sucks that you have to do that, but that's where we're at right now for anybody.
Yep.
And then she goes on to talk about social media doom scrolling and its impact on mental health. Yes. And I understand when they, you know, it's easy to say, well, you got to get off of it. It'll help you mentally. Her point is, well, we're so used to this. We grew up with it, and that's sort of our social cues now, and it's hard to just remove yourself from it. Okay, fair enough. But then, as it wraps up, it says, okay, boomer, U.S. ranks number 10 when only older Americans are counted. It says the over 60 crowd, Scott, in the United States is reportedly much happier than their young counterparts.
Yeah. Well, we know the end is closer.
Obviously, something has made their lives more bearable. They might be closer to paying off debts or close to the possibility of retirement. Maybe it's their marriage or children, or maybe they're all fibbing and actually feel dreadful. I'm jealous of the joy boomers and the silent generation apparently possess. Or maybe the reality is that things are, in fact, not okay. We have lived through unprecedented times for the last few years, and we're seeing the aftermath. It's not really surprising the young people aren't as happy as the rest of you. Just don't expect us to grin and bear it, please.
Well, I had to. You should have to as well. Grin and bear it, man. Suck it up, buttercup. Get a helmet. I mean, seriously. I mean,
yeah, you,
tough
you
stuff,
like your
man.
Circumstances,
yeah.
You're going to have to be the one to change it.
Yeah.
Don't believe the lie that government's going to do it for you.
Well, I think that the great philosopher REO Speedwagon said it best.
Is that roll with the changes?
Yes, that's roll with the changes. Turn the pages.
Didn't know if you were going to.
You
got
to roll with the changes.
Time for me to fly. Didn't know you were going to do that.
You can throw that in there too.
Okay, just
that's later after you write the check. After the relationship.
Oh my gosh.
Goes up in flames. Yeah.
This is sad. Casey, help! It's time for the Robbins trifecta. Roll it out.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the Scott Robbins trifecta. His top three of the day, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Hey, man, what a big weekend. You missed out on some great basketball this weekend, buddy.
Yeah.
Got the Iowa women's game tonight. If you want to come over.
Mama told me not to come.
Here we go again with this.
Three.
Nonsense. I don't even want to ask. Okay.
Number three, dried beet and old Democratic strategist James Carville.
Dried beet.
He looks like a dried up beet, doesn't he?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Anyway, he had a scorching hot take.
Yeah, he's in the news now because, I mean, it's getting close to election time. And, of course, you always go to James Carville. There's one thing I can say about him is a lot of times I disagree with him. But also, a lot of times, I find his answers humorous. He's talking about messaging from the Democrats. He said in a quote, a suspicion of mine is there are too many preachy females. Don't drink beer. Don't watch football. Don't eat hamburgers. That's not good for you. The message is too feminine. Everything you're doing is destroying the planet. You got to eat your peas. No! Then he went on to say, and I thought this was kind of interesting. I'll let you guys interpret this any way you want.
Where did he say this, by the way?
Oh, this was an interview he just did.
Okay. I didn't know who aired it.
Yeah, he was talking about Joe Biden's polling numbers right now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, these polling numbers are like seeing your grandmother naked. They're frightening.
Grandmother naked?
Yeah, that's what he said. No, I didn't say it. He did.
Did you think that was funny?
It was kind of funny.
That's odd, isn't it?
That's
well, it's a weird thing
one,
to yeah. say. Yeah, but, I mean, it's him, right?
Okay.
So there you go.
I'm not a fan. It's sort of like, okay, this guy is past the date
I know,
for like
you, and
15 years.
You're not a fan of guys playing the same note over and over again either, because he is kind of like that.
He did write that in the op-ed, though. The Democrat Party has been taken over by, like, hysterical women.
Yeah, hysterical women.
Which
yeah.
is pretty funny.
Okay, how much of this is just a lone wolf, one guy in his opinion, or he is a part of a bigger plan that somebody's got to go out there and say this. James, you're the guy. Which is it, David?
I think he's kind of just going on his own.
Okay.
Well, we've talked about this before, the harpy, you know.
Oh, I don't disagree with him on that. Yeah. No, that is true.
Now, on with the countdown.
Yeah, the Scott Robbins trifecta, the top three of the day, up to number
two.
All you gave me was Joe Biden, oops.
Joe Biden was apparently fooled into signing into law a ban on flying gay pride flags and others at American embassies, with his administration, of course, vowing now to fight this. This was an Axios. A ban included a provision that was tucked into the $1.2 trillion spending bill that passed the House and, of course, the Senate.
When I signed the bipartisan interlocution again.
Yeah, the interlocution, yes. He signed it into law, and in there, by the way, was something apparently he was not aware of. It was banning flying the flag, the rainbow flag, the progress flag, and other flags that represent so-called transgender people, as well as black and brown lines. That was first, he said it was great in 2021, they passed the law saying yes. The Republicans tucked that into this monstrous thing, and he signed it. Now he's vowing to repeal it, of course. How can you be doing what he's doing as long as he has without knowing this kind of stuff happens?
The answer.
And the countdown continues.
Gosh, Scott dang, Robbins, man. Trifecta, top three of the day.
And finally, one.
Minnesota lawmaker wants women to go topless.
Yeah, she wants to make it legal for women to go topless in public. After a resident was sentenced to jail for indecent exposure related to uncovered breasts.
David, do you have Robin's reaction to this off air?
Yay!
What's the problem? You know what the problem is, right?
What is the problem?
The problem is, look, man, I mean, you can sit here and go, boy, it'd be great. You know, that would.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that.
I agree with you because I am not you know damn good and well that
100%
it's not something I want to look at anyway. This seems to me to be really wrong. Minnesota House Representative Samantha Spencer Mura. She said, particularly now, as we as a society are thinking differently about gender and gender identity. I think this law feels very antiquated. She's a member of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party, admitted that her proposal would likely not be taken up until next year. But she said this woman was sentenced to 90 days in jail following her arrest. And police responded to a call that the woman was walking around a convenience store parking lot with her boobers out.
Well, she's not working on the farm then, so it doesn't count.
No, she's not working on the farm.
That's part of the farmers union.
That's the code name for the socialists in that state.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, which there are many, yeah. By the way.
By the way, yes. With that group, you could have women go topless all day long, and you know, you go down to the topless beach, and half the people there are dudes. But they identify as women.
This is true.
Well, and tell me, this could be odd. But it, depending on which part of the Democratic Party you're in Minnesota, okay, it could be you are one of the belief where if you're a woman, respectfully, you should have some sort of head covering on. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So in that case, as long as the head covering is there, you can go, you know,
well, you
just
should
full bouncy.
They're saying you should have headlight covering too.
Okay, just
yes.
I'm curious.
Yes,
I'm guessing if you feel like you'd have to have, respectfully, the head covering,
well, you
then
would
you'd have to have
everything.
You know,
covered.
The jug covering or whatever you want to call it.
Yes,
right. I would think.
I think that's
what do I know?
That's a scientific way of putting it.
Yes. Okay. All right, we'll see where that goes.
Bad girls.
Yeah. Okay.
And there you have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Casey.
Scott Robbins, Trifecta, top three of the day.
Nice exclamation point there.
Of course. Yes. Holy smokes. All right, we got to get to another news update. And then Nimrod's in the news. A Monday special straight ahead right here.
Is here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Cash back is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Van Camp and Robbins show. You know, there's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there's several reasons.
Well, yeah, the cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rates controlled by the Fed. Since January 21, the cost of living is up 17.9%.
Yeah, the national debt continues to skyrocket too, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry about the House of Cards crashing down.
Presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country.
All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Well, secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold.
Simple, too. Just text MVCR to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA and 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket.
With an A-plus rating, the Better Business Bureau, and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold, too.
Just text MVCR to 989898 to claim your free info kit and protect your savings from uncertainty today.
All right. You know what it's time for? Nimrods. Roll it.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. Go to California. The Highway Patrol posted something to let people know. Imaginary friends don't count in the carpool lane. Okay? They're doing this again. Happened the other day. Guy's going through. Cop sees him driving alone. He's got a T-shirt wrapped around the passenger seat with a bucket hat on the headrest. It's not going to fly.
Yes.
And that's Nimrods in the News.